Good morning. It is July 23rd, 2016. The time is 05:43 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Saturday morning. Out here on the back stone porch with my cup of coffee here, first cup of the day. Always good, the first cup of the day, I guess. And you can feel a little cool, but you can also feel the warm, I guess. We have the hot weather going here this week. It's currently about 65, 66 degrees Fahrenheit, which equates to about 18 degrees centigrade. We got up to, we hit probably 95 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit yesterday, which is up there around the 32 degrees centigrade plus zone there. And that's what we can be expected here today as well as the next several days for the week. Got a chance of thunderstorms coming up in 2 days, but I don't know, with the hot weather that we get, then it starts cooling down. Thought we had a chance of thunderstorms last night. Definitely starting to need the rain. The tightly mowed lawn that I'm looking out at right now, we got brown spots starting to form, and the grass is not really growing in the heat. The corn out yonder there is no fog this morning, and we do have a moon overhead. I'm looking straight up. It was a full moon a couple days ago, but it's right up overhead there. Good morning, moon. And the corn is growing. The corn will definitely grow very, very quickly in this hot weather. Of course, the tomato plants that I look over to my left here, and if I look out that way, I'm waving to the folks over there in the great country of Ireland and the UK. Hoisting up my coffee cup to them all. Good morning to y'all. And but my tomato plants off to my left here, we got some tomatoes there. Yeah, one plant's got a big tomato, and another, the center plant's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 little tomatoes, and the other one has a couple with some more flowers. So, but the tomatoes need the water. They definitely need the water as far as that goes. But we've been watering in the evening. At least the missus has. I have a tendency of forgetting, I guess, as far as that goes. And so the hot weather is here. The dog days of summer, as we go into this last week of July, which has been a pretty good month so far. Been doing an audio a day here. And wasn't sure what I was going to talk about this morning. Though I figured we haven't talked about the weather to the most extent. You know, it is sort of cool this morning. It's sort of not as cool. It's cooler than it was yesterday, but that could be deceiving. It could be. It's going to be a hot one today. Definitely going to be a hot one today, as that goes. But it's always good to talk about the weather. Keep it in mind with the hot weather. You got to make sure you drink all that water. I'm trying to maintain that 5 or 8 glasses a day. I think I've been averaging about 5 to 6. And if I count the few beers I drink in the evening, I guess I can. That puts me over the top. But it's not exactly water per se. You have to be aware of the hot weather because it can be devastating as far as dehydration. And it can tax you. We've got the air conditioning going overnight again, and we'll probably be continuing so. And I think last cycle there for the electric bill, I think we paid an extra $15 US, and that might be because we had it. And our cardinal friend is, well, I see a squirrel climbing up, two squirrels actually this morning, up in the trees over there, towards the direction where the squirrel sound is coming from. So they're enjoying the nice cool morning. The chickadee's off to the right there. That's heading in the western direction where I'm sitting. Of course, looking straight out, that is the southern. Actually, the direction I'm looking at, I'm looking as a crow's throw. If I was able to fly, I'd be flying towards Lancaster, Pennsylvania, hometown of our good friend Bernie Goldbach. I imagine the corn is growing very high there, Bernie. It's probably twice the size because the corn out here gets put in the ground a little later than normal. I've been seeing some cornfields across the river there, the Susquehanna, going into work we have a starling up top there, that the corn is a lot higher than that is here. The other thing I want to talk about, I guess I just came across this last night, and I don't want to really make it an audio only subject, but I guess the Pokemon Go is going strong. I am actually dabbling with it. I'm not going out searching. I sit at my desk or sit in the living room, and I'm able to catch a few Pokemon. I can't catch them all yet, but there's something that came out last night that I thought was pretty interesting that can greatly assist, but then it might be borderline breaking the terms of agreement if you use it. But I don't know how the app can tell if you're using it unless you have it on the same device that you are using the Pokemon Go app, which I probably won't do. But it's called, it's a map. It's called PokeVision. And what you do is you put your address in the search bar and you hit the button and it search for Pokemon that may be around in your general area there as far as where you put your marker, and it seems to be working. I caught one last night that was on the map, and it has a little countdown clock there, but according to the company, pretty much everything on subreddit is... Oh, okay, there's a subreddit concerning the subject, and it's against the TOS to data mine, so I guess it would be considered data mining, yet more than half of the front page currently is stuff retrieved through data mining. So the real question is, does anyone really care about the terms of service? Which usually the case when we use these apps, I guess, because we just blindly click we agree, but we don't read that those pages, the what's it, two or three page of fine print terms of agreement and stuff until we want to. But it's pretty interesting as far as using it to play the Pokemon Go game, which both my kids are playing. My son finally got his updated smartphone to where he's able to play, so he's quickly catching up to me. I just turned to a level 5, I guess, the other day. He'll probably be a level 5 today sometime or something like that and surpass me. My daughter is way past, but he gives me... if anything, something to talk with my kids about as far as where what's the latest Pokemon you caught, and we have a Pokemon alert. There's one running back in our backyard here that pops up on the thing. So it's a little bit fun. I'm getting used to the idea of turning on the what's that thing called? It's the GPS there, the location. Actually, I just turned it off. I'm getting in the habit of turning that on and then turning it off. And whatnot. I know there's people that they constantly leave their location on. I don't. I just put it in that category. It's a battery drain and stuff. So, which is another thing with this game, they're coming out with these new battery packs that have the Pokemon Go logo and all this other paraphernalia. So there's almost a side industry popping up, and it's only 2.5 weeks that the game has been out. So I'm going to enjoy the rest of my coffee here and soak a little of this cool air, because I know I'll be sweating a little bit when I get into the day job. I got today and then tomorrow and then for this cycle, and then I'm off for 2 days. So you all have a good one. Enjoy the day. Stay cool. Drink your water. You got air conditioning. Use it. We'll talk to you in the next audio. If you want to follow me, I'm over there on at Fireman Rich on Twitter. Y'all take care. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.